This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
Good morning, everyone. You're tuned to Radio Kidnappers, the voice of Hawke's Bay, and I welcome you to Country with Rita. My first song today is by the wonderful Glenn Campbell, and he's going to sing By the Time I Get to Phoenix. Originally, Glenn became very popular as a guitarist in a backing band. He was apparently one of those great guitarists who could hear a part once, and he had it down pat. Arrangers just loved that he could play off-the-wall solos and describe them as just the wildest sound you ever heard. Perhaps his most famous studio contribution came on I Get Around by the Beach Boys in the early 1960s. He played acoustic, electric, or 12-string guitar on numerous Beach Boy recordings. Though Campbell's inability to read music occasionally made him the butt of jokes in the studio, the esteem with which he was held by the Beach Boys was evident when he was asked to tour with the group in 1965. His first recording as a feature singer was in 1961, and a star was born. By the Time I Get to Phoenix was written by Jimmy Webb. It's about a love affair he had with a young lady who ran off to work as a dancer. The song is about finally leaving someone he has threatened to do many times, knowing that his lover won't believe it at first.
By the time I get to Phoenix, she'll be rising. She'll find the note I left hanging on her door. She'll laugh when she reads the part that says I'm leaving, 'cause I've left that girl so many times before. By the time I make Albuquerque, she'll be working. She'll probably stop at lunch and give me a call. But she'll just hear that phone keep on ringing off the wall. That's all. By the time I make Oklahoma, she'll be sleeping. She'll turn softly, call my name out low, and she'll cry just to think I'd really leave her. Though time and time I've tried to tell her so, she just didn't know I would really go.
What a beautiful song. I just love the way that he talks about how he feels about the lady and he's moving on. This one, called He's on the Run Again, is by Billy Joe Spears. Billy Joe landed a few big country hits during the 1970s, but she never quite made it to fame in the US, but did become popular in Great Britain and toured there frequently. She charted many times through 1972, but was forced to have surgery on her vocal cords twice over the next 2 years in order to remove nodules and polyps that could have robbed her of her voice entirely. She made a full recovery and went on to score her first number one hit, Blanket on the Ground. He's on the Run Again was released in 1972 and is from the point of view of a woman who's been rejected for another woman, and she is now asking for sympathy because it's her turn to be rejected for someone else. He sure does get around leaving heartache behind him.
You come to me for sympathy and hope I'll understand. He's there tonight with someone new. You saw them holding hands. They didn't even try to hide when you walked in on them. He's tired of you forgetting. He's on the run again. Just the way he ran from you, he ran from me before. She's the one he wants. You're not his woman anymore. Baby, now you realize the heartache I went through. From me to you. Ran from me before. She's the one he wants. You're not his woman anymore. Baby, now you'll realize the heartache I went through. The last time he was on the run and ran from me. The last time he was on the run and ran from me to you.
Leading on from that, we have a song called She's a Mistake I Made, which is probably what the first guy would have said, and it's by Bill Anderson. He was one of the most successful songwriters in country music history. He's also a popular singer, earning the nickname Whispering Bill for his soft vocal style and occasional spoken narrations. Artists who have recorded his material come to at least 15, including Kenny Rogers. Besides his whisper of a singing voice, he was also known for his whispering recitations during songs such as Mama Sang a Song and Still. It's another song of lost love. I'm not sure whether he's glad she's gone or still wishing they were together. It sounds to me as though she did a good job of tramping on his feelings.
She came in the door and she walked to the bar, and I guess my face turned white. I hadn't seen her in a long time, and I didn't want to see her tonight. The lady who was sharing the table with me said, "Is that somebody you know?" I watched as a stranger bought her a drink, and I said, "You might say so." She's a mistake I made when I was 21.
I did a lot of crazy things back when I was young. And I still got her footprints on my heart and on my mind. She's a mistake I made when I was 21 and 24 and 28 and 29. She thought my heart was a revolving door. She came and went as she pleased. For every night I spent in her arms, I spent two on my knees, begging her to stay and live in my world, needing her desperately. Look up fool in the dictionary and you'll find a picture of me. She's a mistake I made when I was 21. I did a lot of crazy things back when I was young. And I've still got her footprints on my heart and on my mind. She's a mistake I made when I was 21 and 24 and 28 and 29. There's no fool like a young fool, I've heard him say. But I'm not sure that I'm mature enough to walk away even today. She's a mistake I made when I was 21. I did a lot of crazy things back when I was young. And I've still got her footprints on my heart and on my mind. She's a mistake I made when I was 21 and 24 and 28 and 29. She's a mistake I made when I was 21 and 24 and 28 and 29.
You're tuned into Radio Kidnappers, the voice of Hawke's Bay, and you're listening to Country with Rita. The wonderful Dolly Parton is going to sing for us a song called A Letter to Heaven. This lady has done some amazing things in her lifetime, and she's still involved with music and shows today. Apart from her singing and songwriting, Dolly has starred in many movies, starting with the hit comedy 9 to 5, plus at least 9 more movies. She's also opened a Dollywood theme park in 1986, which spans 150 acres in the Great Smoky Mountains, offering more than 40 world-class rides, high-energy entertainment, award-winning dining, and has received an award for the friendliest park. A Letter to Heaven was written and released by Dolly in 1967. It tells the story of a little girl who wants her granddad to write a letter to her mum in heaven. You'll need your tissues for this one.
Sing what you please write. She was crossing the street to the box or the way, and when she stepped out, never.
I can only feel sorry for Granddad because he's lost two people at the end of that song. Shenandoah is a beautiful song sung by the Browns. They were an American country and folk music vocal trio, best known for their Grammy-nominated hit Three Bells in 1959. They earned national recognition and a guest spot on a radio show for their self-penned song Looking Back to Sea, which it actually hit the top 10 and stayed on the charts through the summer of 1954. They disbanded in 1967 and were elected to the Country Music Hall of Fame in 2015. Sadly, within 4 years, they had all died, two from lung cancer and the other from heart complications. Oh, Shenandoah, which is also simply known as Shenandoah or Across the Wide Missouri, is a traditional American folk song of uncertain origin, dating to the early 19th century. The song appears to have originated with Canadian and US voyagers or fur traders travelling down the Missouri River in canoes. It's developed several different sets of lyrics. It often refers to a chief called Shenandoah and a canoe-going trader who wants to marry his daughter. By the mid-1800s, versions of the song had become a sea shanty heard or sung by sailors in various parts of the world. There are some really beautiful harmonies in this one.
Shenandoah, I long to hear you away, you rolling river. Oh, Shenandoah, I long to hear you away. We're bound away across the wide Missouri. Oh, Shenandoah, I love your dog. To leave you. Missouri.
Such a beautiful tune, that one. Box of Memories is going to be sung by Jeannie C. Riley. Like many of the great singers of the time, Jeannie grew up in a modest home and family. She loved music and dreamed it was a way to a better life. Her real big break came with Harper Valley PTA, when in a matter of weeks she went from obscurity to stardom. She later struggled with a troubled marriage, a downturn in her career, and financial problems resulting in a severe case of clinical depression. Looking for more to life, Jeannie turned to Christianity and has released a number of gospel albums. This song tells the story of the memories of a love filled with promise that was cut short because of a game of chicken, and now there are just the memories left.
The class reunion invitation was delivered to me today. It brought back burning memories of a happy yesterday. I went to my cedar chest, got down on my knees. The chest that once was full of hope is now a box of memories. As I carefully open up the box, my mind wanders back to all the things we used to do, me and Billy Jack. Here's the first note he wrote and gave me in the hall. It asked if I'd stay after school to watch him play football. The chest that once was full of hope is now a box of memories. Here are the ticket stubs for my first picture show. I'd seen him talking to Rita Gale and I almost didn't go. The corsage I wore to the senior prom, pressed and dried. The scarf he tied around my hair for a motorcycle ride. The chest that once was full of hope is now a box of memories. Of the year, and the handkerchief I used to wipe away all my tears when he was playing chicken to prove the greatness of his nerve. And a speeding car killed my dreams on Dead Man's Curve. The chest that once was full of hope is now a box of memories. Yes, the chest that once was full of hope is now a box of memories.
Pretty sad to lose somebody just over a silly game, isn't it? We're coming to my last song for today, and I hope you've enjoyed my program and renewed some memories. If you would like to hear a special country song, just give us a call at Radio Kidnappers on 8788710, and I'll be back next week at the same time. We really must have a song from the wonderful Merle Haggard, and he's going to sing Okie from Muskogee. Merle's singing career was inspired by Johnny Cash, who befriended him, and he was always there to help him when things got tough. On top of his own great performances, he was a great impressionist and frequently copied the sounds and expressions of artists like Marty Robbins, Hank Snow and Buck Owens. Merle even made the Guinness Book of World Records after buying 5,095 drinks for an entire club, with the bill coming to the largest round of drinks ever purchased at $12,737.50. So he's gone into the Guinness Book of Records for that. This is another song about living in a small town where there is a sense of pride in their own town, pride in their country and respect for each other. Take care of each other and keep safe.
We don't smoke marijuana in Muskogee. We She don't take no trips on LSD. We don't burn no draft cards down on Main Street. We like living right, being free. And we don't make no party out of loving. We like holding hands and pitching woo. We don't let our hair grow long and shaggy like the hippies out in San Francisco do. And I'm proud to be an Okie from Muskogee, a place where even squares can have a ball. We still wave old glory down at the courthouse, and white lightning's still the biggest thrill of all. Hey, leather boots are still in style for manly footwear. Beads and Roman sandals won't be seen. Football is still the roughest thing on campus, and the kids there still respect the college dean. And I'm proud to be an Okie from Muskogee. Hey, place where even squares can have a ball. We still wave old glory down at the courthouse, and white lightning's still the biggest thrill of all. And white lightning's still the biggest thrill of all. In Muskogee, Oklahoma, USA.
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.